As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, baby. Welcome to the Wednesday, February 23rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that for you today. Hard facts, certainly. And what would a day be without a few workable solutions thrown in for spice? But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may dial in at area code 512-904-8014. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also call or send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647 to you. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York 94.3, and Elgin and 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas. Good morning, 100.1 FM, Austin. Thanks for broadcasting us. Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, TalkStream Live. Lots of ways to listen to the broadcast this morning. And thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals poised to break technical resistance, trading higher. Mediterranean Union off to a blood-soaked start. Crude oil on the rise. We'll talk about all of that in the market reports this morning. Creative destruction. To build, you must first destroy. Israel conquers Chicago. Yeah, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading up $4.60 an ounce at $1,403.60. Silver up 13 cents at $33.19. A troy ounce platinum up $7 at $1,792. Palladium up $6 at $806 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $13.96.90 for a low, $14.06.60 for a high. But at $14.03.60, your gold is up year-to-year, $290.20 an ounce for a 26.08% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, ran up their little flags, rang their bells, and set the price for gold this morning at $1,401.25. The price fixers, well, their guess was low. This morning, the SPDR gold shares overnight shows a decline of 4.86 metric tons of gold out of their electronic trader chest. They claim this morning to be holding 1,218.24 metric tons, valued on State Street at $54.9 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average whacked yesterday off and closing at down 179 at 12,213. The NASDAQ closed down 78 at 2756. And the S&P 500 off 28 at 1315. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, February the 23rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's close out our market report once again in review for those that may have been away at the top of the hour news and weather break on your local AM and FM affiliate stations. Once again, out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but 1 hour ago, found gold trading up $4.60 an ounce at $1,403.60. Silver up 13 cents at $33.19, platinum up 7 at $17.92, and palladium up 6 at $806. Crude oil this morning up 61 cents at $96.03 for those 42-gallon barrels of West Texas light sweet crude. Yeah, that's right, $96.03. Trying to match up with the Brent crude, I guess. Anyway, the U.S. dollar index this morning on the decline, off 30 basis points at 77.51 in the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s trade-weighted basket of currencies there. And, of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find this morning the Canadian loonie off 14 basis points, just hanging on barely to parity with the U.S. dollar at $1 even. The Mexican peso bumps up 10 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 8 cents. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro up 48 basis points at $1.37. The British pound up 70 basis points at $1.62. And that Swiss franc up 26 basis points strongly at $1.07 U.S. The bond market this morning, the U.S. Treasuries, the yield on the two-year U.S. Treasury, the bonded indebtedness of this once fine land at 0.75%. The 10-year yield is at 3.47 and the 30 at 4.59. Of course, that impacts the mortgage markets, where we find this morning the 15-year fixed-rate mortgages moving up from 4.09% a month ago to 4.21 this morning, and the 30-year also moving up from 4.82 a month ago to 4.91%. Of course, your prime rate stands at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio this morning, gentlemen, is 42.29 ounces of silver. Buys you 1 ounce of gold off the Econoday website. You can also find it on Bloomberg.com, the Econoday website. You can see the calendar for the week where we can find that today the MBA, the Mortgage Bankers Association purchase apps are out. The ICSC Goldman store sales are out. The Red Book's out. We'll go to all of that. Later this morning, the existing home sales will be out. Tomorrow, durable goods orders, jobless claims, the FHFA house prices, and the new home sales, and so on and so forth. We'll still have a busy week yet to go in the marketplace. Let's go over and take a look at some of these reports and see what they have for us. The Mortgage Bankers Association, all right, these are the purchase apps. In other words, these people got their hats in their hands, got all the children buffed up nice and clean, and then they're in there at the bank trying to get a mortgage on a house, right? All right, so they track this. They report it on Econoday every week. Borrowers are locking in lower interest rates. Where, I have to ask? We've been watching these interest rates go up and up and up and up. Borrowers, they claim, are locking in lower interest rates, making for a burst in both refinancing and purchase applications. A burst. It's like one of those novel candies that you chew on, right? Refinancing applications jumped 17.8% in the February 18th week, with purchase applications up 5.1%, pulling levels back up from 2 weeks of decline. That refinancing app jumping up 17.8% is a burst. That's a whole gob and a bunch. The average 30-year mortgage rate, reflecting demand for treasuries tied to Middle East unrest, fell 12 basis points in the week to an average of 5%. So we'll just have to follow that one and see what happens. But again, you go back to this Econoday calendar and pick up your information. This is the same place that the journalists go to get their information. And so you might as well get it in the compressed format as opposed to the verbose way that you get it on most news reports. This is the ICSC Goldman store sales. This is their report. They're looking at what week-to-week changes in store sales. A burst seems to be a word that they're using this week. Another burst. A burst of warm temperatures in the South, Midwest, and the Northeast gave a sizable boost to retail sales. That's right, folks. The only reason our economy was down because it was chilly out. Well, if you can believe that, you'll believe anything. Anyway, according to the ICSC Goldman, whose same-store sales tally jumped to weekly 2.6% for a 3.0% year-on-year rate. All right, the year-on-year rate is up 0.3 from the prior week, pulling the four-week average 0.1 higher to a plus 2.5%. The report notes that the week-to-week sales rate during low-volume months like February are subject to volatility and noise tied to weather or other factors. And we've certainly been having plenty of other noisy factors, like union unrest in Wisconsin and Gaddafi mowing down his protesters. Certainly been lots of unrest there, lots of volatility as well. The report notes that the week-to-week sales rate during low-volume months, again, like February, are subject to volatility and noise tied to weather or other factors. Yeah, don't let it rain, man. It could turn this whole recovery upside down. That's what I got to say about it. Here's the Red Book. Retailers are satisfied with Valentine's Day sales. And gentlemen, you got out there and bought all that high fructose laden corn syrup and chocolate imitation this. And I would like to have somebody tell me what is nougat anyway. I've really been concerned about nougat for most of my life. And where are those imitation cherries and the chocolate-covered cherries? Where did those come from? Anyway, Valentine's Day sales did well. She bought a lot of cards and flowers and things like that. Hope everybody was rewarded handsomely in the bedroom. According to Redbook, whose same-store sales tally for February 19th week rose a year-on-year gain of 2.7%. Wow, takes my hat right off. Redbook's four-week average of a plus 2.4% is right in the line with the ICSC Goldman average of 2.5%. Well, anyway, sounds pretty positive, but it really It really is. And they'll do anything. I mean, how much lipstick does it take to make this pig smile? It takes quite a bit. General Motors, however, is not doing too much better. But before we get to General Motors, we really do need to go to one of the top stories of the day, I suppose. Yes, it happened. Israel has won Chicago. Rahm Israel Emanuel to succeed daily as the Chicago mayor. Isn't it amazing, folks, what the diebold machines can do? Anyway, John McCormick Ray and Timothy Jones writing this for Bloomberg. Rahm Israel Emanuel. I guess he's like former Ergon. What is he, the head of the Mossad, the North Sector or something like that? Wow. Anyway, well, it's gangster capital. Now they got the gangster bankster in on top of them, the former Chicago congressman who served two Democratic terms in the White House, won a decisive victory to become his hometown's next mayor following the two-decade tenure of Richard M. Daley. All right, we're going to talk about creative destruction in this broadcast. And this is just another part of the creative destruction. You have to have out with the old and in with the new, and that's what's happening here. Emanuel captured 55% of the vote in a field of six yesterday to take leadership of the third most populous U.S. city. So we've got Michael Bloomberg over here in New York City, or as we like to say, New York City. Now we've got Chicagoland. Chicagoland. That's right. Chicago's first Jewish... I didn't write it. They did. Chicago's first Jewish chief executive... They say that when a Catholic wins office? I don't know. Chicago's first Jewish chief executive faces a declining population. City pension shortfalls and a 2012 budget deficit forecast at more than $600 million. Well, creative destruction on its way.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Yes, indeed, and it is true. Rahm Emanuel captures 55% of the vote in a field of six yesterday to take the leadership of the third most populous U.S. city. Of course, you remember our study of Gustavus Myers, the history of the great American fortunes. You can understand the tie between Chicagoland and New York City and how important it is to have these two prominent Jewish Americans. I guess you could say it that way. I don't know. You have to check their identity cards to find that one out. But anyway, these two prominent gentlemen, to be even kinder, in charge of these two cities. All right? Pretty important there. Mayor-elect 51 is the first former top aide to President Barry the Usurper elected to office. He overcame a legal challenge to his residency and questions about his Chicago pedigree, and by getting more than 50% of the vote, he avoided a runoff. All right? So he takes it on the first try. Anyway, thank you for Chicago. Thank you, Chicago, for this humbling victory, he said in a victory speech at Union Hall on the city's west side. You sure know how to make a guy feel at home. Wow. Well, you know, it wasn't done with laughter and smiles and hugging the babies. It was many, many, many millions of dollars in there. And he's going to be able to use that money to help to complete the rest of the matrix. You know, the mayor alone isn't going to do it. He's going to need to have a council along with him. But Emanuel's campaign drew support from each of the city's main racial and ethnic groups, blacks, whites, and Hispanics. Notice they, well, you won't notice. I'm looking at the article so I can notice it, but it is a capital H Hispanic here. They don't use the capital N Negro and the lowercase W white. You know, the whites are always lowercase. But they do use the capital H Hispanic. I guess they are the minority of choice. They're in the sunshine still. One of these days it'll be lowercase H Hispanics, but they're still with a capital H. Now they're still proper nouning. Anyway, and that'll benefit him, said Dick Simpson, a political science professor at the University of Illinois of Chicago. Quote, he will still have big challenges working with the city council and dealing with the structural deficits, Simpson said. Repeated use of reserve funds to balance budgets led by Standard & Poor's to cut Chicago's credit rating on November the 5th by one level to an A+, the fifth highest grade. What he's dealing with, however, is deficits and lots of them. The city must also take immediate action to control pension costs. Seems that pensions are in the news these days, said Emanuel. I wonder what Judge Roll really had to do with pensions and why he was so dangerous to the system that they had to whack him in Arizona. Anyway, who will face intense labor relations. His White House role in helping William Jefferson, watch out for that blue dress, Clinton, win passage of the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. Oh, boy. And comments he made about unions as the usurper's top aide left lingering resentment. Quote, they are particularly unhappy with his call for a more vigorous debate of the number of employees and residency requirements. Kind of like the pot calling the kettle black, isn't it? There are going to be battles between him and the unions. Shared sacrifices during the campaign. Rahm Emanuel was more vocal. I don't imagine he was listening to this broadcast. Emanuel is more vocal than other candidates in his calls for shared sacrifices by those who work for the city of 2.7 million. As a Chicagoan and a friend, I couldn't be prouder, the usurper said in a statement last night. Oh, my God. Emanuel beat a field that included Gary Chico, former Daily chief of staff and one-time Chicago school board president, city clerk Miguel Duval, and former U.S. Senator Carol Mosley Brown. Chico, 54, was Emanuel's nearest rival with about one quarter of the vote, okay? And it continues and wants to talk about all the money he's got out there. That partnership could immediately be strained. Better back up a bit. Rahm Emanuel is likely to face a city council that's more autonomous than Daley dealt with in the latter part of his two-decade tenure. I want to reach out tonight to the members of the next city council, he said. We have a chance for a new partnership that will serve our city and its taxpayers well. All right, continuing. Says here that partnership could be immediately strained, said Alan Gittleson, a political science professor at Loyola University. I wonder if he's Jesuit or not. I don't know. He's going to have problems starting on Wednesday morning, Gittleson said. In a televised debate last week, Rahm Emanuel said that Alderman Edward M. Burke, a Chico supporter and chairman of the Finance Committee, could lose his police bodyguards, driver, and potentially his chairmanship. I don't know if Edward Burke's got another place to live, but he might want to duck out of Chicagoland. They're going to drop his bodyguards, get rid of his driver, and bump him out of the Finance Committee chairmanship. His relationship with Burke will be a major problem for Emanuel. I would not want to be that fellow. Edward M. Burke, I would say, get out of Chicago with your life, brother, now. About a third of the current aldermen have Daley to thank for appointing them to their post, as he filled spots triggered by resignation or corruption convictions. What a sweet place Chicagoland is. Emanuel raised $10.6 million through January the 19th, four times as much as Chico. Campaign disclosure record shows. Since then, Emanuel's raised an additional $1.4 million. Our money's just pouring in. They're buying Chicago, folks. The new mayor could use any of his remaining campaign resources to win aldermanic allies and by helping them in their own potential runoffs. Gittleson said he's going to have a fair bit of money left over from his war chest, and that solidifies the allegiance to the mayor. It's called patronage. It's called buying the best government that money can buy. And that's basically what's happening. Of course, we bought this company, and GM profit may be pinched by the new model cost that stung Ford. This article, again, off Bloomberg, Craig Trudell, writing February the 23rd, New News. General Motors Company, the largest U.S. maker, may report its smallest quarterly profit in the year as costs for developing and introducing new vehicles rise. You know, they just can't ever seem to get away from that. You know, they can't develop one good automobile and then let us have it for a while at an increasingly less price. No, they've got to just go through and recreate the wheel every year. That's called creative destruction, by the way. We'll find out about that in a little bit. Fourth quarter net income, maybe $1.06 billion. Fourth quarter net income, $1.6 billion. What are we doing, bailing these people out? The profit would be GM's second weakest quarter since emerging from the bankruptcy in July of 2009. Better than only its $3.22 billion loss a year earlier. Wow. Anyway, there's more to it. Both Daimler and Ford got pinched quite a bit in their fourth quarter due to a higher launch cost. I suspect we're going to see something similar at GM. That was by David Whiston. Here's a little bit more. Fourth quarter earnings will be lower than in earlier periods last year, partly because of higher engineering spending, the chief financial officer said. Automakers are paying more for materials such as steel, and they're struggling to pass the cost to consumers amid a somewhat weak economy. That's right. People are not just rushing out to the local GM parking lot there and picking up one of these $30,000 automobiles. People are just not going there. They're not buying the Leaf, they ain't buying the Volt, and they're not too interested in the rest of it either. General Motors lost 0.7 percentage points of U.S. market shares from 2009 when it closed Hummer, Pontiac, Saturn, sold Saab, etc., according to Auto Data Corp in Woodcliff, New Jersey. Anyway, there's more to that article. We needn't go there. Let's go over here. Want to get to this creative destruction. We're going to have to go through some of the creative destruction first. This article about Gaddafi, okay? Everybody's heard about him in the news. Gaddafi vows to fight rebels as the army splits and violence spreads. That's right. A lot of hubbub going around the Mediterranean basis. Allah Shaheen, Ola Galal, and Naila Razouk. Writing this for Bloomberg, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi vowed to fight a growing rebellion against until his last drop of blood, close quote, as army units defected, and a former aide said his regime may crumble within days. Dude's on thin ice. In an hour-long televised address late yesterday, Gaddafi said the rebels were rats, quote-unquote rats, supported by external powers. Of course, he's not a rat, and he wasn't supported by external power either. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, you know, just in the chat room. It's always so much fun. Folks, you can jump into the chat room and join the other broadcast that's happening right now in BecomeVocalLocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion. Lots of news and articles being dropped in there. Just a little bit about Rahm Emanuel and his days as a ballet dancer. Wow. Can you imagine Rahm Emanuel in his tutu and tights? Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Anyway, back to the article here. It's just a matter of days before Gaddafi falls. Nouri al-Mizmari, the former aide who was subject to an extradition request in November while he was in France, told Canal Plus Television, quote, "He's already used planes, tanks, mercenaries. What's left? Chemical weapons?" I think that Gaddafi's feeling the pinch. The United Nations condemned the violence, and U.S. Secretary of State, if you want to call her that, Hillary Clinton, said the usurper's administration was watching the events with grave concern. Grave concern, grave diggers, and would take the appropriate steps, which she did not describe. I'd be concerned about that myself, man. You might wind up in a coma there, Gaddafi. Find yourself out of town quickly. Gaddafi has unequivocally declared his intention to massacre his own people, said Shadi Hamad, or Hamid, the director of research at the Brookings Doha Center in Qatar. Time for the international community to intervene. For starters, NATO should enforce a no-fly zone over Libya to prevent Gaddafi's aircraft from attacking. Things are not looking good in that country. Here's another one following along now, building things up. These are all related news articles, by the way. But this is about Maersk Lines. Some of you know who they are. Maersk returns to profit in 2010 as container market expands. Now, we've reported on this glut of containers. You know, I mean, America is awash in these empty containers. It's a one-way marketplace. They ship all of this stuff over, all this cheap Chinese plastic crap, to the U.S. and dump them here. You know, it's called dumping in the old days. They dump them here. All of that stuff goes out across the mini land bridge to all the economic enterprise zones in America, the foreign trade zones. Then they show up on the Walmart shelves. And then what do? You got an empty container and there's nothing to go back to China. They don't need to have our lazy boy recliners, all right? So anyway, we've been hearing about this big glut in containers, in Containerville. And we've been watching as the profitability of Maersk and some of these other big container lines, Costco, et cetera, just keep dropping down. Well, they're going to do something different here. A.P. Moller Maersk A.S., the owner of the largest container line, posted the second highest annual profit in its 106-year history as growth returned to the market. Wow, where's that growth coming from? Net income reached 26.5 billion kroners, a bunch of old krones there, in 2010, compared with a record loss of 7.03 billion kroner a year earlier. That's quite a reversal. The Copenhagen-based company said today in a statement, profit compared with the 26.3 billion krone average estimate in a Bloomberg survey of 14 analysts. Sales rose 21% to 315 billion kroners. Maersk, this is the important part, which this week ordered 10 of the world's largest container ships, said today that the container market will expand by as much as 8% this year. Now, yesterday I had the article that I wanted to share with you about this Daewoo Corporation company building these new container vessels. But these things are just super colossus, all right? Super colossal. The Maersk Lines already have some of the biggest, you know, ships of fleet for hauling containers. But these things are even more incredible. Container rates have recovered after a horrible 2009, said Christian Nagstrup, an analyst with Jysk Bank AS, who has an accumulate recommendation on their shares. World trade will probably expand by 7% this year, compared with more than 11% in 2010. Wow. World trade expanding by 11%. We didn't seem to get any of that, but that's what they say. Maersk Lines, Maersk Container Operations, which includes the Maersk Line, generated a net income of 14.9 billion kroner last year. We've increased our financial strength and are ready to make significant investments in our business. They're going to do that. The company, on February the 21st, agreed to buy ships for as much as $5.4 billion from U.S. Steel. No, not from U.S. Steel. From Daewoo Shipbuilding and Marine Engineering Company, in a deal that includes 10 vessels with an option for an additional 20. The ships will be the biggest of their kind and can each carry 18,000 containers. Enough for 18 million flat panel televisions. Imagine, folks, these ships can offload any place in any port, 18,000 containers. Maersk Oil and Gas Unit, the Nordic region's second largest explored after Statoil ASA, said in 2010 net income rose 9.33 billion kroner. Where are they getting all the extra money? Well, it's all being helped by prices that were on an average 29% higher last year. So you're helping to underwrite the new world order. That's just the way it goes. New Delhi opens an airport train, the first private India city railway. Doesn't this sound kind of reminiscent to Credit Mobilier in Europe and America? Goes right back to Gustavus Myers, all of his discussion about how New York and set up their own banks and so on and so forth, and then all of the great wealthy Americans, you know, everybody and their brother was getting on board with these trains. and then all of the work that it took to build them, and all of the wealth, and all of the land, and so on and so forth. You can find all that back in the archives. But this article by, I don't even want to try it, Sadraham and Sharma, Subramanian Sharma. Wow. You can put that one on your business card. New Delhi's 57 billion rupee, or 1.3 billion airport rail link. We keep hearing about fast rail, you know, California and every place else. Rail link, managed by Anil Ambani's Reliance Infrastructures Limited, will begin operations today, becoming India's first privately run urban train service. Now, this goes right back to New York City, you know. We wanted to get all those horses and private carriages off the streets, and so they started putting these streetcars down the and tracks down the streets, and then it just mushroomed from there. But that's what's happening over here in India. Commercial trips along the 23-kilometer. Now, listen, it's 14 miles. It's kind of like, you know, we talked about that before with the the monorail in Seattle back through the days of the big expo there. Commercial trips along the 23-kilometer, a 14-mile railway, will start at 2 p.m. Krishna Maharajwari. I wonder if he wears chiffon robes and finger bells. Director of Reliance Delhi's Airport Metro Express Limited, the name of the company is longer than the railroad, said by email yesterday the train will whisk passengers from the airport to the downtown in 18 minutes. 45 miles an hour, something like that, compared with as much as 2 hours by car during rush hour, according to train operators. All right. 2 hours to go 14 miles. Wow. I'd love to use it, said B.N. Kumar, chief executive officer of the Mumbai-based Concept PR, who travels to the Indian capital at least once a month. Traffic congestion is a big problem, just like it is in California, just like it is in your town, too. It's all this infrastructure decay. Got to have our go around the city toll roads and all that, elevated skyways. Reliance, Larsen & Toubro Limited, and GMR Group have won contracts to build and operate railroads, airports, and roads as India opens up investment to ease transport bottlenecks in an economy expanding more than 8% a year. This is the discovery process. All right, we went through that here. Westward expansion, westward ho, the Burlington Northern, the Promontory Spike, you know, Promontory Point Spike that joined the east to the west in this country. All right, we went all the way through that. We found out that the construction companies, the contractors, you know, these investors, you know, they come in, the capitalists come in, and they set up the railroad company, but then they also set up in a parallel as a holding company, they set up the construction company, and that's where they get all the land, that's where they get all the money, they make the big bucks on that, you see. Public-private partnerships are the way to go. Telling you. We're just repeating history here, folks. Public-private partnerships are the way to go, said Vinayak Chatterjee, chairman of the Gurugram India-based Feedback Ventures, PVT, which advises on construction projects. The Delhi Airport Railway is a very interesting model, you know, like an HO train or your old Lionel set, you know. Construction delays, this is typical. Heard it all the time. All right. It's partly funded with public money, or public money, and it's built by private hands, and then the private people get to run it, and then the public gets to subsidize it, a 14-mile railway. Yeah. Public-private partners. A trip on the airport train from Main New Delhi Railway Station to Terminal 3, which opened in July, will initially cost 80 rupees. That's how you get them in. You suck them in, obtaining public buy-in, according to Delhi Airport Metro advertisements. That will eventually climb to 150 rupees, they say. So they're going to double it, all right? They'll double it. They gave you a sucker bet to get you to use it, and then they'll double the price of riding on it. The line, which took 27 months to build, has four other stops. Well, there were certain construction delays for reasons beyond their control. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
ever wished that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Of course, who could forget the New York Stock Exchange Euronext in the merger, the plan to merger here with the Deutsche Bank AG? Well, there's a little bit more of a downside over in South Korea. The Deutsche Bank banned from derivatives trading in South Korea. All right. Oh, my. You talk about the Silk Road. The Deutsche Bank AG was banned from proprietary stock and derivatives trading for 6 months in South Korea after regulators blamed the firm for triggering a stocks rout that wiped out $26 billion in market value. You guys remember Black Friday and the stock exchange here recently? All of a sudden, man, they went on with this front-running trading and algorithmic trading, and the computers ran wild, and everything started to plummet. Well, they were able to pull the plug in New York, but apparently they didn't pull the plug in time. In Korea, wiped out $26 billion in market value. The Financial Services Commission will ask prosecutors to investigate 5 Deutsche Bank employees. We don't need to go into the names there. They're all Chinese. Standing commissioner of the regulators told reporters in Seoul today. Deutsche Bank is disappointed by the recommendations and will cooperate with Korean authorities, it said in an emailed statement. The ban starts in April. 6 months. penalty. Go to the box. The slump in the benchmark KOSPI index during the last minutes of trading on November the 11th. Watch out, folks. 11, 11 of 11. It's coming. You can find out about it in the SPDR Gold Shares Prospectus. 11, 11 of 10 and 11, 11 of 11 might be interesting to watch. Again, prompted regulators to limit the number of equity derivatives contracts investors can hold. Again, equities, derivatives, same deal, right, globally. The penalty against the local unit comes amid heightened security or heightened scrutiny globally of equity market swings since a 20-minute drop in the U.S. equities on May the 6th briefly erased $862 billion of market value. Right? May the 6th, 2010, $862 billion of market value erased momentarily. Penalties are quite natural if trades were made intentionally to distort markets, said Aim Jong-jae, a fund manager in Seoul at Sinhan BNP Paribas Asset Management Company, which oversees $29 billion of assets. As trading becomes more complex, it's almost impossible to have perfect rules and systems in place to regulate it. Well, there's more to that discussion. Here's a little bit more. Let's see, which one do we want to go to first? Let's take care of this one, then we'll go back to the other one. Find out whether or not the health care law is going to survive the constitutional challenges. Well, it doesn't look like it. Obama health care law survives a constitutional challenge in the Washington case. The best judges you can buy. Tom Schoenberg and Andrew Harris writing for Bloomberg yesterday. The usurper's administration health care law, a reform law, survived a constitutional challenge in federal court in Washington, marking the third U.S. victory against cases seeking to block the measure. U.S. District Judge Gladys Kessler, yesterday, dismissed a lawsuit brought in June by five individuals who claimed the provision of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act requiring people to procure minimum insurance coverage starting in 2014 is unconstitutional. In a 64-page opinion, Kessler said Congress was acting, quote, within the bounds of its Constitutional Commerce Clause power when it imposed the insurance requirement. Of course, if you're not familiar with the Commerce Clause and all that, go back and listen to the archives here on Become Vocal Local, where we went into it with pretty good detail. Kessler, like judges in Michigan and Virginia who concluded the mandate is constitutional, was appointed by William Jefferson Clinton, the 42nd U.S. president. A Democrat nominated Kessler for the district court seat in 1994. And it continues, talks about Republican employees or appointees and other people. Here's one more in this regard. And we do want to come back to another article, though. We'll save that for the transition. This article has to do with something. Let's go up to the top. Got to scroll up. Here we go. Governor calls Wisconsin broke as he argues to limit union bargaining. All right. This is by Mark Niquette. New news. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker appealed to public support for his bill that would restrict collective bargaining for government workers, saying that the state's future depended on it. Quote, we're broke in this state because time and time again, politicians of both political parties ran away from the tough decisions and punted them down the road for another day. That's like kicking the can down the road. We can no longer do that, he said in a 10-minute televised address yesterday. Walker spoke as 14 Democratic senators spent a fifth straight day in Illinois to prevent the chamber from having the quorum needed to vote on a bill. And it continues and talks about all the protesters that came out. All right. Collectivists, just nickel and diamond everybody to death. Well, they're going to find out, however, that if you continue to allow Peter to be pillaged by Paul, that eventually Paul is the parasite, is going to die with them. And that's basically what's happening in so many of these places. I'm trying to get this just right. I'm not going to go to that article. Let's go back over to this article and do this one. I do want to transition. I've got a lot more stuff on the browser of the news this morning, kind of hurrying through some of these articles. But this is pertinent as well to the discussion. We're going to go into here we go. U.S. to evacuate citizens from Libya by ferry amid a crackdown on protesters. Now, understand there's a lot of loyals in Libya, all right? Lots of loyals have been in there a long time, just like in Egypt, all right? And they're coming under a lot of heat. And so both the United States and Great Britain are ready to move the people, their assets, out of the area. The U.S. announced plans to evacuate its citizens from Libya after Secretary of State Hillary Anand said their safety was the, quote, highest priority during a violent crackdown on protesters in the country, which holds Africa's largest oil reserves. Excuse me. The U.S. Embassy in Tripoli announced yesterday that a government-chartered ferry would take American citizens from the Libyan capital to Malta. You know, sovereign military order of Malta. The statement said people would be taken on a first-come, first-served basis, although people with severe medical conditions would get top priority. It'd be all of the people that are in a coma, probably. United Nations Security Council, European allies yesterday joined the U.S. in condemning Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's attacks on protesters that New York-based monitoring group Human Rights Watch has said killed almost 300. While deploring the bloodshed, U.S. officials said they must focus first on the safety of embassy personnel. All right. Now, as always, it's kind of like the Titanic. Well, women and children go first. The astronauts go to the bottom. Now, as always, the safety and well-being of Americans has to be our highest priority. As we gain a greater understanding of what's actually happening, we'll take appropriate steps in line with our policies, our values, and our laws. But we're going to have to work in concert with the international community, all right? And then it goes on and it talks about everybody's fears of this and fears of that. The White House lost what leverage it might have over Gaddafi with the ouster of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. Stuck on the sidelines? We're really stuck on the sidelines. Walker, a scholar of at the Middle Eastern Institute in Washington, said in an interview, "For so long, we had no relations with the Libyans. The only person with real influence was Mubarak, and we've lost that tool." No, they've got rid of their tool. Sorry to say that. But, you know, this stuff, it just goes on and on, folks. It gets deeper and deeper. And the more you look, the further down the rabbit hole you go. All right? So what we're going to do is we're going to look at the Union for, you could call it the Mediterranean Union. Look at that a little bit. Then we're going to get into creative destruction and go down that rabbit hole and understand that what we're seeing over here in the Middle East is far from a Facebook revolution, all right? Long ways from it. We've already went through a little bit about Gene Sharp yesterday, all right? But the Union for the Mediterranean has been on the plate for quite some time. This off of Wikipedia. You can find it up on Wiki this morning. The Union for the Mediterranean is a multilateral partnership that encompasses 43 countries from the Europe and from the Mediterranean basis. The 27 member states of the European Union and 16 Mediterranean partners, countries from North Africa, the Middle East, and the Balkans. And you look at the map here on Wiki for the others, members, and you're looking at all the places that we're having unrest today. So what we're seeing basically is the creative destruction of the old world order, bringing in the new world order, bringing in this new Union for the Mediterranean, the brainchild of the Club of Rome, Juan Carlos of Spain, the black nobility of Europe, and so many more. Stay tuned. We'll be back for hour number two and continue this discussion.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Hey, and welcome back to our Wednesday, February the 23rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And yes, my name still is William Roberts. In the first hour of the broadcast, went through a variety of news, all related, all pointing to the same ends here today. I don't like to do that. Follow all the various and sundry threads that are advanced on the Bloomberg website. Looking at the, the heartbeat of American finance up in New York City. And then looking at it in comparison to the rest of the things happening in the world. I guess it's the war in context of everything else, as Vicki Davis, our intrepid researcher, likes to say. But if we can understand that we want to counter the craft and guile of the change agents' use of voluntary compliance and affirmative action to affect the implementation through public buy-in, that Vocal Local then exposes the socioeconomic, political, and theological underpinnings of the globalist safety cult agenda. And what we've got going on here is this international, federal, state grants and aid, realizing whenever people reach out for unearned shekels, the shekels of control are inevitably clamped on. It comes from a little bio statement that I wrote some time back. And that's what's happening here. Every time people reach out for grants and aid, unearned grants and aid, the shackles of control are inevitably clamped on. Now, you're going to be fine as a Gaddafi. You'll be fine as a Mubarak. You'll be fine just as long as you step and fetch. But as long as you continue to allow the Americans to come into your country and establish military relations or hover over your head with NATO or become part of the GIS, GPS global governance system, your day in the sun is numbered, and Gaddafi certainly is as well. But it all points to the continuing rollout of these various unions all across the planet, all right? You got the European Union. We're looking at the Union for the Mediterranean again, the Union for the Mediterranean, a multilateral partnership. I'm talking about public-private partnerships over in India. And this is a multilateral partnership that encompasses 43 countries from Europe and the Mediterranean basin. Just look on the map. Go up and look at Wikipedia. You can see the map right there. Continuing here, it was created in July of 2008 as a relaunched Euro-Mediterranean Partnership, the Barcelona process in 2008, when a plan to create an autonomous Mediterranean Union was dropped. The Union has the aim of promoting stability and prosperity throughout the Mediterranean region. All these countries you've been hearing about in the news, they're right bordering on the Mediterranean Sea. As a matter of fact, you could look at it really as a new Roman Empire. As a matter of fact, that was apparently a quote from Muammar Gaddafi there. He said it was like a new Roman Empire. He wasn't too excited about the idea of being involved in all that. All right? The Union has the aim of promoting stability and prosperity. That's like the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement we're dealing with here with Mexico and Canada. Its 2009 and 2010 summits could not be held due to the stalemates of the Arab-Israeli peace process after the Gaza War, or massacre. The Union for the Mediterranean introduced the new institutions into the Euro-Mediterranean Partnership with the aim of increasing its visibility, such as the creation of a secretariat. The Union for the Mediterranean is a southern regional cooperation branch of the European Neighborhood Policy. Its eastern counterpart is the Eastern Partnership. The Eastern Partnership. What are we going to do with that big old building over in Iraq, Baghdad? That new embassy, the largest on the planet. What are we going to do with that anyway? Would that be a location for a secretariat, perhaps? Maybe. Membership? All right. The members of the Union of the Mediterranean are the following from the European Union side. Then they go on and talk about the 27 European Union member states. But when we come back, we'll look at the Mediterranean partner list and see if it strikes a bell with the countries that are in revolution. We'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so, once again, back on our February the 23rd, Wednesday, 2011 broadcast, your two-hour broadcast, welcoming to our long list of affiliates and micro-broadcasters out there this morning, 100.1 FM out of Austin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for picking up the broadcast and getting it out to your listeners in Austin. Do appreciate it so very, very much. But back to the article again. We're looking at this new Mediterranean Union, all right? Now, here's the list. These are the partner countries, all right? Sound familiar, everybody? Listen carefully. Albania, Algeria, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Croatia, Egypt, Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, Mauritania, Monaco, Montenegro, Morocco, the Palestinian Authority, Syria, Tunisia, Turkey, Libya, the League of the Arab States. Sound familiar? Facebook, Twitter. Better check with Gene Sharp. Spontaneous democracy? Guess again. Antecedents, the Barcelona process, all right. The Euro-Mediterranean Partnership is also known as the Barcelona process, and it was created in 1995 as a result of the Conference of the Euro-Mediterranean Ministers of Foreign Affairs held in Barcelona. That's a long way of saying the Club of Rome. Under the Spanish presidency of the EU, or you could also say Juan Carlos of Spain, the black nobility of Europe, okay? According to the 1995 Barcelona Declaration, the aim of this initiative is turning the Mediterranean basin into the new Roman Empire. Oh, no, it says here, into an area of dialogue, exchange, and cooperation, guaranteeing peace, stability, and prosperity. Yeah. It's really working, isn't it? Surprising how that does follow like that. The European-Mediterranean Partnership culminates a series of attempts from the European countries to articulate their relations with their North African and Middle Eastern neighbors and the global Mediterranean policy, 1972 to 1992, and renovates the Mediterranean policy, 1992 to 1995. Bishkara Kader argues that this ambitious European project towards its Mediterranean neighbors has to be understood in a context of optimism. All right, this is the big dog slapping down the little dog. You know, they got a real problem exporting all this emigration to the European countries, basically resulting in a lot of chaos, building a police state in the Euro, in Europe, okay? But, of course, Hillary Clinton says, hey, we've got to have more power to civil society. Of course, if you knew what civil society was, you wouldn't champion it. At the time of its creation, the Euro-Mediterranean Partnership comprised only 27 member countries, 15 from the European Union and 12 Mediterranean countries, Algeria, Cyprus, Egypt, Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, Malta, Morocco, the Palestinian Authority, Syria, Tunisia, and Turkey. Haven't seen all of these countries come up yet in the spontaneous Twitter revolutions, but I imagine we'll have the entire list before long. As a result of the European Union's enlargements of 2004 and 2007, the number of EU member states grew up to 27, and two of the Mediterranean partner countries, Cyprus and Malta, of course, that's where they got the two Navy vessels docked over there. Everybody's on revolt and rebellion. They're deserting Gaddafi. And, of course, the two jets that landed over, fighter planes that landed over there, was it yesterday? Yeah, Malta, sovereign military of Malta. Oh, of course, you know, they've been moved off of Malta. They don't headquarter there any longer now. And probably now in the Vatican, in the back room. Second, the lack of consensus to define the term terrorism prevented the endorsement of a final declaration. But, of course, Gaddafi is defining terrorism as we speak. Mubarak wasn't quite up to the snuff for that one, but Gaddafi's going to fill in. We'll have a new definition for terrorism. For many, the political context surrounding the 2005 summit, the stagnation of the Middle East peace process, the U.S.-led war on Iraq, the lack of democratization in Arab countries. Oh, my. The lack of democratization, making the world safe for democracy, Woodrow Wilson, and bringing democracy to the Arab countries. Well, seems to be what's going on. Given these circumstances, even politicians that had been engaged with the Barcelona process since its very beginning, like the Spanish politician Josep Borrell, expressed their disappointment about the Euro-Mediterranean Partnership and its incapacity to deliver results. Of course, in steps Gene Sharp, all right, and the Albert Einstein Institute. You can find out more about that up on the web. There's certainly a lot going on up there. Let's jump up here and roll up this one to there, to the top, and look at the Albert Einstein Institution. You can find it as the aeinstein.org. That's the website, aeinstein.org. You know, good old Albert. Albert the Zionist. he did less for the theory of relativity than he did for the expansion of Zionism, but nevertheless, he's remembered for his theory of relativity. Of course, everything is relative. There are no absolutes. That's August Comte. He's the founder of sociology. He coined the term, crowned the queen of sciences. The Albert Einstein Institution is a nonprofit organization advancing the study and the use of strategic nonviolent action in conflicts throughout the world. Sound familiar? I guess Gaddafi didn't take the course. We're committed to the defense of freedom, democracy, and the reduction of political violence through the use of sandals, incense, and chiffon robes. No, through the use of nonviolent action. Our goals are to understand the dynamics of nonviolent action in conflicts, to explore its policy potential, and to communicate this through print and other media, translations, conferences, consultations, and workshops. Sounds to me pretty much like a public-private partnership, okay? That's the way it goes. But here's another rather interesting article. I read this one yesterday, and it led me here. But this was another Bloomberg piece, okay? I like to have these Bloomberg pieces on my mind all the time because they are telling us really so much if you know how to discern what's going on. But we talked about a record glut of oil refineries selling at 80% discount. Now, you know, there's nothing better than shortages when you've got an ample supply and no demand, all right? You've got ample supply of oil. There has been no disruption of oil flowing through the Suez Canal. There's been no disruption of oil anywhere on the planet. We haven't been hearing about anybody burning up the oil refineries or exploding oil rigs and derricks, no. BP does that by itself. But certainly, we have a record glut, not only of oil refineries, but we have a record glut of oil. And so the refineries are selling at as much as an 80% discount, all right? Real. Mergers and acquisitions. Oil companies from Chevron Corporation to BP PLC are selling more refineries than at any time in history, even as a rebound in demand for gasoline and diesel pushes profits from running the plants to the highest levels since 2007. I don't know about that demand. I don't know any about rebounding demand for gasoline and diesel. That looks more like just fluff to me. We still have the incredible number of people that are unemployed. Might be a big demand for gasoline and diesel in India and China, certainly not in the United States. A glut of refineries put up for sale by integrated oil companies after the global recession dragged down profits are now available for 80% less than they fetched in 2006. Right, it's fire sale for refineries as we continue to put in more of these wind turbines and offshore wind turbines and solar panels, you know, and electric cars. Plug it into your house, right? Find out about Blackstone Group, David and Charles Koch, energy producers from Brazil and Russia, and more right after these words. Stay tuned.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of course, if you feel as though you've been bent over the crude oil barrel and you're getting your exhaust pipe reamed, they're not alone. There's a little bit more. Blackstone Group LP billionaires David and Charles Koch and energy producers from Brazil and Russia may be eyeing acquisitions of individual plants or company takeovers, with refining margins almost tripling since November the 1st, according to IHS Herald John Ferry. There are 2.5 million barrels of daily refining capacity for sale globally, he said, enough to process the entire crude output of Nigeria or Norway. Quote, I've never seen this many refineries for sale, said Louis Gagliardi, managing director of energy at Hedgegev Risk Management in New Haven, Connecticut. Hedge Eye. The Hedge Eye, huh? Buyers will do well, quote, if the plant has a supply source right in its backyard, or it's large enough to enjoy some economies of scale. Of course, you know, British Petroleum, Beyond Petroleum, there's lots of refineries up for sale. It's time for mergers and acquisitions. As a Texaco Incorporated executive in the 1990s, Gagliardi was part of a special projects group that vetted all projects worth $10 million or more for the board of directors. Volatility in the margins, while the margins earnings turn from margins earned from turning West Texas crude and similar grades of oil into gasoline and diesel in the U.S. climbed to $25.43 a barrel last week, the highest level since 2007. The margin there, you add the price of crude, you take $96.03, add 25.43 to it, and then divide it by 42, and it ought to be about your pump price plus delivery. Continuing. The oil processing plants are vulnerable to swings in crude oil prices and to fluctuations in consumer demand. Of course, we've been reflecting that there's very little consumer demand right now for oil and gas. 10-day volatility in the benchmark crude futures contract traded on the New York Merck reached 157.7 on December 31st, the highest level since 1991. Chevron, the second largest U.S. oil company, has been trying to sell all of the Pembroke refinery in Wales. It's only remaining European plant since March. Energy producers refining unit lost $613 million, so on and so forth. San Ramon, California-based Chevron has the lowest valuation among integrated U.S. oil companies, so on and so forth. Murphy Oil Corporation said in July it would put its 3 refining plants up for sale to exit that business and focus on more production. All this is going to be become more relevant as we go along, all right? Because we're going to find out a little bit more about these Koch brothers and some of the things that they bring to light when we understand better what is meant by creative destruction. All right? Creative destruction. So So let's jump over here now and take a look at Koch Industries. All right, K-O-C-H. You could say Koch Industries. Might as well. We got a boner for a speaker. We might as well have a Koch in the oil business. Anyway, history timeline. The Koch Industries, named for Fred C. Koch. Koch. Who developed an improved method of converting heavy oil into gasoline in 1927. His entrepreneurial drive formed the foundation of what would eventually become the largest private company in the United States. All right. Read more about the history of Koch Industries, all right, and their culture. Let's jump over to the culture. Maybe business development. Let's see which one it is. I had these things all loaded up here, but I had so much on my browser I had to compact a little this morning. Let's just see. I want to give you the words right out of their documentation so that you know where I'm coming from when we talk about creative destruction. Let's see. Is this the page? Yes, here we go. All right. This is out of Koch Business Development, right off their website, www.kochind, it'll be kochindustries.com. Koch Business Development to help drive creative destruction. Boy, I read that last night. I thought, what the hell is that? To help drive creative destruction. I've been reading Creative Evolution by Henry Bergson. So that really perked my attention up here. To help drive creative destruction, Koch Industries constantly searches for new ways to improve profitability and capture opportunities to create extraordinary value. Much as the destruction of all these countries, the upset of all these countries around the Mediterranean basis. This is creative destruction. It's fine. Koch companies not only want to buy assets and businesses at the right price, you know, it's always buy low, sell high, but also substantially increase their value and their potential. How do you do that? Well, here we go. Investment philosophy and approach. Our overall investment philosophy is to purchase assets and businesses at a value that is beneficial not only to companies, but also to their counterparts. Companies must also see the potential to substantially increase the acquired company's value and potential. Continuous evaluation. A key element of creative destruction is to regularly evaluate all businesses and assets, determining the value they bring to industries and weighing that against their market value. Over the years, companies have determined that certain assets or entire businesses were more highly valued by others, and as a result, sold or reduced these investments, like refineries. For example, most of our crude oil gathering business, which had grown from modest beginnings in the 1940s to become the largest system in North America, was sold in 1998, getting out of there, getting out of that dirty crude, and moving into the green energy, right? As they financed the politicians to do that. The company has also exited the animal feed production, natural gas liquids processing, and several transportation businesses, amongst others. All right. Koch Industries, this is their growth, has historically reinvested as much as 90% of its earnings, setting the expectation for continued growth. Koch companies will continue to apply a disciplined approach to identify and capture opportunities and create real long-term value for customers and the marketplace. So, you know, let's jump over here now and find out a little bit about the Koch that founded this organization. Fred C. Koch, K-O-C-H, I don't know how you pronounce it, was born in Quanah, Texas, the son of a Dutch immigrant. Maybe Saul Venuer could help us on how the correct pronunciation of K-O-C-H. Saul Venuer in our chat room also has his own radio broadcast. Listen to my radio.com, Saul Venuer. The son of a Dutch immigrant who owned the Tribune Chief newspaper. He attended Rice Institute in Houston from 1917 to 1919, graduated from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, in 1922, where he obtained a degree in chemical engineering practice. No dummy here. Koch started his career with the Texas company in Port Arthur, Texas, later became a chief engineer with the Medway Oil and Storage Company on the Isle of Grain in Kent, England. Kind of a globalist, doesn't really matter where he makes his money. In 1925, he joined a fellow MIT classmate, P.C. Keith, at Keith Windler Engineering in Wichita, Kansas. Following the departure of Keith in 1925, the firm became Winkler Koch Engineering Company. In 1927, Koch developed a more efficient thermal cracking process for turning crude into gasoline. A more efficient thermal cracking process. The process threatened the competitive advantage of established oil companies. Now, let's see. Let's scratch our heads. 1927. Established oil companies. Can you say Rockefeller? Well, look what happened. All right. Although the firm eventually... The process threatened competitive advantage of established oil companies. That's dangerous. And Koch and its customers were sued for patent infringement. Although the firm eventually won all of these lawsuits, this litigation effectively put Winkler and Koch out of business in the U.S. for several years. Koch turned his focus to foreign markets, including the Soviet Union, where Winkler Koch built 15 cracking units between 1929 and 1932. Remember, you know, we're talking about the Bolshevik Revolution and the rise of Vladimir Ilyich Lenin and Joseph Stalin and on and on and on. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back into our little inquiry here into who is Fred C. Kolk and why would we care anyway. All right, well, pretty interesting fellow here. The company also built installations in countries throughout Europe, the Middle East, and Asia in the early 1930s. Winkler Kolk posted Soviet technicians for training. All right? Joined new partners in 1940 to create their Wood River Oil and Refining Company, which is today known as Koch Industries. In 1946, the firm acquired the Rock Island Refinery and Crude Oil Gathering System near Duncan, Oklahoma. Wood River was later renamed the Rock Island Oil and Refining Company. In 1966, he turned over to day-to-day management of the company to his son, Charles Koch. Very interesting stuff, and you can find out more about the history of them on their website. But let's look at his political views here. During his time in the Soviet Union, Koch came to despise communism and Joseph Stalin's regime. All right? Writing in his 1960 book, A Businessman Looks at Communism, that he found the Soviet Union to be a land of hunger, misery, and terror. Fred Koch was an original member of the John Birch Society. Noting in his book, virtually every engineer he worked with in the Soviet Union was purged. According to Jane Meyer's article, the New Yorker, Koch wrote admiringly of Benito Mussolini's suppression of the communists in Italy and disparagingly of the American civil rights movement. I want to hoist a beer or two with this fellow. He married Mary Robinson in Kansas City, Missouri. Son of the state. Good, interesting fellow here. But there's more to this guy than that. Let's go over here, take a look at this, and add a new word to our lexicon here, a new phrase, all right? I think it's going to be very important for us, understanding things going forward, as the globalists like to say. The terminology? Creative destruction. Well, in itself, creative destruction is not new to me, all right? Cosidier, when I was studying so much about Auguste Comte and the expansion of positivism, and the logical positivists, and the philosophy of positivism, the polity of the system of positive polity, and of course, Auguste Comte's universal religion of humanity. One of the people that is mentioned in his writings is Cosidier. Cosidier, some of you may remember Cosidier, some of you may not. But he said, among other things, to build, you must first destroy. Gentlemen, your materials are disorder. From these, you must build order, or create order, depending on how you translate the word in French. Creative destruction, order ab chaos. All right? Wake up. Creative destruction is a term originally derived from the Marxist economic theory, which refers to the linked process of the accumulation and annihilation of wealth under capitalism. Sounds like something Lloyd Blankfein might engage in. We talk about Blankfein yet this morning? Certainly on my browser. Maybe if we have time in the later part of the broadcast, we'll go back to Lloyd and Goldman Sachs. But again, creative destruction, Marxian economic theory, accumulation and annihilation of wealth under capitalism. Of course, Gustavus Myers had much to say about this as well. These processes were first described in the Communist Manifesto, Marx and Engels, 1848, and were expanded in Marx's Grundrisse and Volume 4 of Das Kapital, which I have in my library, at its most basic creative destruction. And then it goes on and gives the German. It describes the way in which capitalist economic development arises out of the destruction of some prior economic order. A new world order. First we have to destroy the old, and then we build the new from chaos, order. And this is largely the sense implied by the German Marxist socialist, Werner Sombart, who has been credited with the first use of these terms in his Working Day, and it goes, Krieg und Kapitalismus, or something like that, War and Capitalism. 1913 puts us right spot on top of Gustavus Myers. In the earlier work of Marx, however, the idea of creative destruction or annihilation implies not only that capitalism destroys and reconfigures previous economic orders, but that it must ceaselessly devalue existing wealth, whether through war, dereliction, or regular and periodic economic crisis, like Gene Sharp over there, working with the Albert Einstein Institution, fomenting all these Twitter revolutions. And they're probably deeply involved with the Organize America program now happening in Wisconsin. But from the 1950s onward, the term creative destruction has become more readily identified with the Austrian-American economist Joseph Schumpeter, who adapted and popularized it as a theory of economic innovation and progress. As Vicki Davis has taught us, every time you hear the word innovation, cover your heads, arm yourselves, and be ready. All right? Innovation and progress. The term, as used by Schumpeter, bears little resemblance with how it was used by Marx. As such, the term gained popularity with the neoliberal or free market economics as a description of processes such as downsizing in order to increase the efficiency and the dynamism of a company. Now, on the Koch Industries website, they talk about Walmart, you know, as being a candidate for creative destruction. They destroyed all their lesser competition, but now themselves have grown to be such an institution. And even if you go back and look at Peter F. Drucker's The Concept of Corporation, you start out with a tool or an instrument, and then from an instrument you raise an institution. But as soon as it becomes an institution, the timeline for creative destruction begins. As such, again, the term gained popularity with the neoliberal or free market economics. Wow, poorly written there. The original Marxist usage has, however, been maintained in the work of influential social scientists such as David Harvey, Marshall Berman, and Manuel Castells. In Marx's thoughts, and then it continues, I'm going to pass up on Marx's thoughts to conserve time. You can find it all for yourself up on the Wikipedia website, all right, Creative Destruction. Here, this goes, jump forward to Schumpeter. In the Anglo-Saxon world, that would be the Anglo-American imperialism, the expression creative destruction was popularized and is most associated with Joseph Schumpeter, particularly in his book, Capitalism, Socialism, and Democracy, first published in 1942. In Capitalism, Socialism, and Democracy, Schumpeter popularized and used the term to describe the process of transformation that accompanies radical innovation. So I guess creative destruction becomes part of our lexicon here at the home of philosophical radicalism. Accompanies radical innovation. In Schumpeter's vision of capitalism, innovative entry by entrepreneurs was the force that sustained long-term economic growth. Innovative entry by entrepreneurs. This is the public-private partnership. This is sustainable development, right? And it sustained a long-term economic growth, sustainable development, even as it destroyed the value of established companies and laborers that enjoyed some degree of monopoly power from the previous technological, organizational, regulatory, and economic paradigms. And so you can see the United States is experiencing creative destruction. Intentional, planned annihilation of our system. It's time for us to go. We've been in the sun too long. And the global East are doing everything in their power to make it happen in our lifetimes. The most likely source can be found in his 1939 business cycle. Here the Western world first learned about Nikolai Kondratiev and his long wave cycle. These cycles, Schumpeter believed, were caused by innovation. Schumpeter, in one of his examples, used the railroadization of the Middle West as it was initiated by the Illinois Central, and how the Illinois Central not only meant very good business whilst it was built and whilst new cities were built around it and land was cultivated, but it spelled the death sentence for the agriculture of the West. And so we transitioned away from an agricultural-based economic system unto an industrial economic system, and now our economic system has witnessed the destruction of the industrial age as we moved into the information age. And now, as we've been sharing, through the creative destruction of the original agricultural units, we now have the great agri-farms, and we see an emergence of an agricultural industry here. Will the circle be unbroken? All right. Let's give some examples. Companies that once revolutionized and dominated new industries, for example, Xerox and copiers, or Polaroid and instant photography, have seen their profits fall and their dominance vanish as rivals launched improved designs or cut manufacturing costs, such as Walmart, etc. We'll pick it up right there with Walmart after this.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So sliding into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, we find Walmart, again, as a recent example of a company that has achieved a strong position in many markets through its use of new inventory management, marketing, and personnel management techniques, using its resulting lower prices to compete with older or smaller companies in the offering of retail consumer products. Just as the older behemoths perceived to be juggernauts by their contemporaries, in other words, Montgomery Ward, Fed Mart, Woolworths, etc., were eventually undone by nimbler and more innovative competitors, Walmart now faces the same threat. All right? So just keep an eye on that. But understand as well, in this idea of the Mediterranean Union, you've got people like George Soros, the International Crisis Group. It's a big new Brzezinski laying in the back, you know. Al Baradi is said to be from the International Crisis Group. You've got the strong move, this emigration to European countries of Muslim people, you know, the chaos the industrialization of areas, all right, petroleum polluters. That's the common enemy of man now, you know, climate change. Man, anthropogenic climate disruption, I guess we should say it. Most favored trading status with China. You know, lots of this sort of stuff is going on right now all around us. The army in Egypt funded by the United States. The army in Libya funded by Russia. There's some notes from a broadcast I listened to last evening. The Muslim Brotherhood has been guided by English and American intelligence for a long time. You know, books available on that you can read about. You can go back and look at a little bit of creative destruction. This right out of the report from Iron Mountain on the possibility and desirability of peace. I had this book in my library for a long time. This was originally a study. It's kind of legendary, really. But there's not much as far as publication information that's available to it. But just at the conclusion of the report, chapter 7 or section 7, here's some words that might be pertinent. Our final conclusion, therefore, is that it will be necessary for government to plan in depth for two general contingencies. The first and lesser is the possibility of a viable general peace. You can count that one out. The second is the successful continuation of the war system. In our view, careful preparation for the possibility of peace should be extended, not because we take the position that the end of war would necessarily be desirable, if it is in fact possible, because it may be the thrust upon us in some form, whether we are ready for it or not. My God, not peace. It might be thrust upon us. Of course, these are the globalists at the top of the pile. Planning for, rationalizing, and quantifying the war system, on the other hand, to ensure the effectiveness of its major stabilizing functions, is not only more promising in respect to anticipated results, but it is essential. Thus, people like Thomas P. M. Barnett travels around the world teaching the new rule sets, you know, the United States as the global policeman. We can no longer take for granted that it will continue to serve our purposes well, merely because it always has. War and rumors of war, peace, and there will be no peace. What are we talking about here? The objective of government policy in regard to war and peace in this period of uncertainty must be to preserve maximum options. Everything's on the table, right? The recommendations which follow are directed to that end. We have proposed, this is Section 8 recommendations, we propose, one, the establishment under executive order of the president, a permanent war/peace research agency. Anybody know the name of it? Empowered and mandated to execute the programs described in 2 and 3 below. This agency, A, will be provided with non-accountable funds. $3 trillion goes missing from the Pentagon. Non-accountable funds sufficient to implement its responsibilities and decisions at its own discretion. The headless fourth branch of government. And B, will have authority to preempt and utilize without restriction any and all facilities of the executive branch of the government in pursuit of its objectives. Any wonder why we can have a Kenyan serving as a president of a corporation known as U.S. or the United States government? It will be organized along the lines of the National Security Council, except that none of its governing executive or operating personnel will hold other public office or governmental responsibility. These are stakeholders in the game. These are the men behind the curtain. These are the experts say. These are the change agents and the think tanks and the foundations and their power and their influence. You can read all about it in Rene Wormser's excellent book by the same title. Its directorate, notice Tsar's directorate, its directorate will be drawn from the broadest practicable spectrum of scientific disciplines. Humanistic studies, applied creative arts, operating technologies, and otherwise unclassified professional occupations, experts say. Right? It will be responsible solely to the president or to other officers of government temporarily deputized by him. Donald Rumsfeld in all of this, William Crystal, kind of sleazy Rice, etc. Its operations will be governed entirely by its own rules of procedure. Take that pesky constitution, throw it away. Judicial rules of procedure? Criminal rules of procedure? Civil rules of procedure? Forget about it. This is all private international law, my friends. Its authority will be expressly include the unlimited right to withhold information on its activities and its decisions from anyone except the president whenever it deems such secrecy to be in the public interest. And Jorge Bush, stunningly, reading the story about his pet goat to a group of kindergarteners, too. The first of the War Peace Research Agency's two principal responsibilities will be to determine all that can be known, including what can reasonably be inferred in terms of relevant statistical probabilities that may bear on eventual transition to a general condition of peace. Peace. There will be no peace. The findings in this report may be considered to constitute the beginning of this study and to indicate its orientation. Detailed records of its investigations and findings of the special study group on which this report is based will be furnished to the agency along with whatever clarifying data the agency deems necessary, no doubt on a need-to-know basis. What's the solution in all of this? Of course, becoming vocal local. Knowledge is power. But it's only powerful when it's combined with action. It's not sufficient to know a thing. You must act upon the things you know and share this to others. We talked a little bit about journalism. Maybe we need to take a look at modern journalism and ask ourselves why we're not hearing more about the Club of Rome and this Mediterranean Union instead of talking about Twitter revolutions. Hungry, highly educated, motivated young people. The importance of the transition to the civil society. The stepping down of these pock-faced, Gaddafi-like, guy looks like a prize fighter that's lost most of his life. This transition of power. It's coming to the United States of America. It's coming to a town near you. As we practice creative destruction on the old constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, and we unveil the new dialectic coming out of the Tavistock Institute as we take power to the edge. We need to be prepared in our precincts, in our towns, in our cities, in our counties, in our states. We need to be prepared to go mano a mano with change agents and to say no. Just say no. Become vocal local and just say no to these unearned grants and aid, to all of this program of action from the 21st century. Say no to Agenda 21 and climate change and all the rest of the nonsense. What a bunch of specious claptrap. Yes, you could run around and grow your carrots and do this and do that. But these are like band-aids on the sucking chest wound on the body politic. What would you prefer? To spend the rest of the life out in your garage under a camouflage tarpaulin with your water filter and your storage food and your bullion and your Bibles and your bullets? Or shall we set the ship astraight, I was going to say. Set it aright. The captain needs to be replaced here. His crew, they're all tyrants, pirates, like a bunch of Somalis climbing on board. It's time to pitch them overboard. It's time for us to do what we really ought to do, being ever vigilant, finding a little lead when necessary, and a little hemp when necessary. Well, that's it for today. Hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.